AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The head of the Wagner mercenary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is in exile in Belarus after his short-lived armed mutiny in Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko says Prigozhin and some of his troops are welcome to stay in Belarus at their own expense. But State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says,
everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake. He has been a destabilizing agent. And so the decision by President Lukashenko to welcome Prigozhin to Belarus, I think, is another example of him choosing the interests of Vladimir Putin and choosing the interests of the Kremlin over the interests of the Belarusian people.
Sagar Magani with Russia's reaction.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt, Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Putin's trying to project authority after the gravest threat to his power amid his war against Ukraine.
The Supreme Court has ruled state courts can act as a check on legislatures in redistricting and other issues affecting federal elections, rejecting arguments by North Carolina Republicans. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
We're pleased that the Supreme Court rejected the extreme legal theory presented in this case, which would have interfered with state governments. Which would have opened the door for politicians to undermine the will of the people.
The Justice Department's watchdog says negligence, misconduct, and job failures enabled Jeffrey Epstein to take his own life in 2019 at a federal jail in New York City. He'd been awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Consumer confidence is up, the Conference Board's June index rising to its highest level in 18 months. That and better-than-expected reports on home sales and durable goods orders helped Wall Street rally, the Dow up 0.6%, the S&P 1.1%, the Nasdaq 1.6%. This is AP News. The Small Business Administration's watchdog says more than $200 billion may have been stolen from COVID relief initiatives. At Donahue.
The numbers are much greater than the previous projections and show how vulnerable the Paycheck Protection and COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan programs were in the early days of the pandemic. Gene Sperling, the White House American Rescue Plan Coordinator, says most of the fraud was in the first 9 months.
However well-intentioned to get money out fast, took down too many anti-fraud guardrails, attracted too many criminals and criminal syndicates.
Sperling says the Biden administration learned a lesson and made corrections.
And we hope will mean that the next time we go through a crisis like this, we'll be able to get funds out, but not at the expense of the amount of fraud.
And the SBA says it has a backlog of more than 90,000 actionable leads into pandemic relief fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.